Tazeen. Please walk. Please welcome the wickedly talented one.
The thing on this, I straight up have no idea what it does, and it never works.
Have fun with it. Just fuck with it.
I don't know how to make sound come out, man.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazzy.
It doesn't sound like it's doing anything.
By the way, I'm an art collector myself.
Oh, yeah?
When I was a kid, I had the Welcome Back Kotter lunchbox, and my wife managed to get the original artwork for the Welcome Back Kotter lunchbox.
Dazzy.
I think it's pretty great. These are hanging
trophies
on the wall in my office.
Now time to change over my lunch.
Dazzy.
Sounds broken.
You can never play with a woman's chin too much.
My favorite settings are the broken ones.
Famously or infamously, however you want it, you had this, you mispronounced her name. What happened?
No, okay, the truth.
Yeah.
Not the Chinook helicopter thing.
Okay. Yes.
The truth is, I was expected backstage, and it was getting very close to the time I was supposed to go on, and suddenly a page, an assistant to you, grabbed me out of the seat and said, "You're on in a minute. In 15 seconds or something." He said, "Really?" I said, "What happened to 15 minutes?
Yeah.
They said, "Well, you know, they didn't explain." Well, later, I found out that my actual page got stuck in an elevator. I couldn't communicate to anybody. But as I get backstage, I run into Goldie Hawn. Now, Goldie Hawn is charismatic, sexy, amazing thing. And I'm starstruck. I'm starstruck hugging and hugging her and forgetting that I have to what do you mean? Go! So I go out
it's
there.
Only blown
and I get
out
to her thing and
information
I go,
and nothing else.
In my mind,
need to get dry. And
what is that name? That's not a bad name. And it was just phonetic spelling, but I didn't rehearse it that way.
So this was Goldie Hawn's fault.
Wow. I would never have
talented one and only.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeen.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Man, what a day, huh? What a day. What a day for a dream. What a day for a dream. I love that John Travolta was explaining the Adele Dazeen thing underneath all of that.
He's still trying to be like, okay, I'm going to get it. How could I not get it this time?
Hey, everybody. Welcome, man. What's up? Hey, man.
I legit have to change over my laundry.
Okay.
That was a true song.
You could do that.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, guys, welcome to the show. You know, today is an... Actually, you know what? Kevin, why don't you have a seat over here?
No,
for
my neat.
You're going to ruin it for Kevin.
Yeah.
Have a seat, buddy. The other day I was telling Mike when he came on the show...
Yes?
That, you know, sometimes you order food from, you know, whatever, insert your favorite meal delivery service here.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes when you get it, you're starving.
Yes.
You're starving.
Yes.
And I want to eat right now.
What do you do about it? Why do I sound, so loud?
Jesus. And you know, I'll tell you, Kevin, this isn't a lie, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
I believe you.
I'm telling you, when I get hungry, I want to rip into that bag. And sometimes they tie a knot on there.
Yes.
That's like, what the fuck are you doing back there?
Yes.
What are you doing there at El Pollo Loco?
Has this happened recently?
Yeah, that was all the time!
It's been...
Dozen.
Why do you make me do this? You put me in this chair every single day, and I hate it.
Let me tell you something, man. And so what I'm doing is I'm trying to get those little knots open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got your hands in there. You gotta get these fingers out of the way.
Yeah.
So you can get your little fingers in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't get it open.
You didn't eat that day?
I can't get it open, so I just didn't eat. I threw it in the garbage. So I was like, man, what can I do to prevent me from buying all this food and throwing it in the garbage?
Understand, yeah.
And I thought, what if I had scissors
within
arm's reach? I put a production around my mealtime. I need it to be 30 minutes at least.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Full 30?
I need 30 minutes because I grew up in a world where when you work in the working world, you get a 30-minute, you get a 15 to 30-minute break.
Yes.
Just going right back into the conversation. I worked in a world where I got a 30-minute lunch.
If you had scissors, hold on. Keep going.
I want it, and I'll sit down and I'll have everything I need around me.
Yeah.
My remote.
Yeah.
My drinks.
Yes.
My phone.
Yes. Lotion.
Lotions, various lotions. Brushes. All my brushes are laid out.
Paintbrushes.
And hairbrushes.
Oh, okay. That's a new addition.
I like to brush my hair while I eat.
Yeah. I get it.
I eat a burger and I'm brushing my hair. I like to have a burger while I'm brushing my hair, okay? It's not weird. You're weird.
Okay. So you're saying that 25 minutes in.
So I'm saying, like, I'm sitting down, I'm ready to have my meal. I've even got my various sauces and shit. I got my condiments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's have an eat. And that bag is just, it's like someone was like, They wrapped it all around. They did the bunnies coming out of the hole. And then they pulled it like they were fucking... They pulled it like they're like, ha ha, good luck getting in there, you little fuck.
That's exactly what it is.
And then I get it and I'm like, how do I open this? You can relate to this.
I've been there.
And I'm like, where am I gonna... So I throw in the garbage.
Steve.
So I'm saying I don't want to get up. And I got 30 minutes. I just sat down. I got all my shit.
Do you have the garbage by you?
No, the bag becomes the garbage.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, where is my scissors? I need scissors. How else am I going to do this? I need scissors. What do? You use scissors, I'm sure of it.
I have to use scissors.
Everyone uses scissors.
But I have to get up to use the scissors.
Everyone uses scissors, dude. Everyone. You show someone scissors, and they'll know what to do with them.
That's right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Steve. I had to change over.
It's all right, buddy. I was just talking to Kevin about an issue I have sometimes. So,
anything I can help with?
Nah, I don't think so. Mike, we were talking about... Mike, we were actually coincidentally talking about how goddamn hot it's been in Los Angeles. And I don't think anyone else is talking about this.
Dude, you know... And we've probably even talked about this before, and this is an infinite loop forever.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
right. When there's an earthquake...
Oh, yeah.
And everyone goes to the internet... to make all the earthquake jokes.
Yeah.
And then people put up the memes that's like everyone running to Twitter to do the earthquake jokes. Nothing makes me put my phone completely away faster than that.
You know what, dude?
I'm like, uh-oh, book time.
I have like an opposite reaction. Because earthquakes fucking terrify me.
Yeah, absolutely. Very scary.
You know, you've been there, dude. Everyone's been there.
I've been very scared.
You've been there.
Yeah.
And you've been there where you're like, whoa, excuse me.
I've been here long enough to have been there.
You've been there and you're like, what was that? Was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
Was that a little earthquake?
Yeah.
And you're like waiting and you're looking at your liquids or something and you're just waiting to see if there's a thing. And so I get paranoid and I think like, fuck, was that like a little earthquake? Because when you feel a little earthquake, next thing you know, these are like 4 shocks.
Yeah.
They talk about 4 shocks and then aftershocks. The 4 shocks are like little ones before a big one.
Yeah.
So I start to, my brain goes down that hole of like the big one's coming.
Sure.
So I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Twitter right away and be like, is everyone in LA tweeting about earthquake? And if no one's tweeting about it, it didn't happen.
Sure.
It was just my brain or whatever.
But if the memes are going.
But if the memes are going, I'm like, okay, I'm not alone. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Dude, would
good
you,
one,
like,
Paul
as
Tompkins.
The buildings are crumbling down, you're like, okay. Yeah. Ooh, who's that?
And Patton Oswalt said a real funny thing about it. I can't. Chrissy Teigen's back, I guess.
Oh, no. Someone got canceled during an earthquake.
Chrissy Teigen's back for some reason. What does this mean?
What does what mean?
That it's like listening to us?
I think so.
Okay. Guys, we have a new feature on the show today. We're testing it out. Man, we might need to mic it up. Can you mic it up? There you go. Let's get a little beat going for the... what is this thing called? An Amazon
dot.
Dot.
Yeah. What was the... Hey, Alexa?
So, yeah, earlier...
Dude, I think it needs to be attached to a phone, and I think that's how it gets the internet.
So, okay, let me set this up.
Okay.
Earlier, Kevin's hungry for this one.
Kevin, do you want me to get you some food?
No, he's hungry for this story.
Oh.
If we get that food, though, and the bag is tied up like there's fucking nuclear secrets inside it, what are we going to do about it?
We shouldn't have those.
Mike, what do you do? I want to know Mike Falzone, my friend for years, my dear friend and co-creator, co-CEO, co-EO, video game,
Cody
pal,
Co,
weed buddy, my friend who I've known for a long time, my dear, dear friend, Mike Falzone. What do you do? When you order something from your favorite delivery meal service, Michael,
yeah,
and it comes to you and the bag is sealed up like a man, I almost said something I shouldn't have said on the internet.
He knows.
Sealed up like who was that celebrity recently that was tying up their condoms?
Tying up their condoms?
Yeah, he's a celebrity that was having sex, that every time he has sex, maybe it was Armie Hammer. It was sealed up like Armie Hammer's condom. What do you do, man, when that bag is sealed up like the Holy Grail's inside it? And no one, like, you can't get that thing open, man. You're not gonna get your teeth in there.
You rip the bag. No?
Do you wanna rip the bag?
What's in
the
bag?
How often do you get scissors when that happens?
Oh, I mean, you know what? And now that I think about it,
you rip that bag, shit's gonna fall out.
You know what helps you rip the bag so easy?
You know what rips a bag cleanly?
Even if you have no functional strength, you could still rip a bag with, and what are they called?
Sometimes your hands are too weak.
Yeah.
Or maybe greasy.
Yeah. Because you've already had Grubhub one other time today.
I was telling Kevin earlier that it's so hot outside, I had to wipe my tits down in your bathroom. But I also said that I was telling Kevin, if I can't get that bag open with my raccoon hands,
they're going
in the garbage. I just toss it in the garbage.
You just toss all the food in the
garbage. All the food goes in the trash. Because how am I supposed to get in there?
Because it's frustrating.
Dude, how often, Mike, my friend, do you use scissors to open that bag?
Huh. Every time. Even if it's easy to open.
Even if it's a really thin bag.
Even if it comes open and the sticker is up that says, if the sticker's been tampered with, don't fuck with this food.
You still just use the scissors.
I use the scissors to make sure it's open.
Even if it's open.
You know how there's open and then there's wide open?
Yeah.
That's what I use scissors
for. So if it's just a little bit open, you could reach your hands in.
But I want to, when I get food, I'm reaching my arms in.
Roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, I cut two slits down the side of the bag and I put my arms
in. Yeah, because you got to get down at the bottom.
And then I lift my food up like a bounty, like a Viking's bounty.
Because that's a lot of pancakes and you can't
I don't
want to
get my
hands
dirty.
So we were talking about how fucking hot it was outside. Did you set that up?
I don't know.
So we were talking about how hot it was. It's hot, man.
It is hot.
And the LA earthquake tweets.
Where's the nearest swimming pool?
Brett Register. I know. It's not convenient. But I'll say this. I'm like, dude, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, do I hit up my friends and go, let's rent an Airbnb with a pool for the weekend?
Yeah.
Why not, right?
Or just go to a friend's place that has one.
Or go to a friend's place that has one.
Have more successful friends.
Exactly. And so we were like, man, this is crazy. But anyway, we were talking about how hot it was and we were talking about pools and stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, our friend, good friend Brett Register, has a pool.
Yeah.
And humble brag. And he wants to set up a movie screen.
Hearing. Can you say that?
this is not going to work.
I think it is going to work, but we got to be specific about when we want
it
to work.
Okay, we're going to set it up. Okay.
It will either work. I know there's a button that turns it off, but it'll either work all the time or none of the time.
Okay. All right. I can't wait. This is going to be good. So we were talking about Brett's pool and Brett was like, I want to set up like summer movie nights in the pool.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that sounds like a fucking wonderful time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, well, fuck yeah. Of course I want to watch a movie in the pool. Doesn't that sound like a great time, Kevin?
Kevin is deathly afraid of water.
Kevin wants nothing to do with it.
Kevin has never had water.
Kevin can't have water.
He can't. His body can't.
He'll multiply like a gremlin.
His body rejects it.
Yeah, it spits it right up.
I've never seen anything like it. A new hole opens up in the back of his head, and it just floats down his back.
Scientists are baffled. But I was like, how long? Like, isn't that a long time to be in the pool? And I was like, let's get pruny, right? I was like, who wants to get pruned up with the boys?
Yeah, who wants to stew with the fellas?
Who wants to have a fella stew?
Dude, but it's like, you think about it. What's a movie? An hour and a half?
Sure.
You ain't never been in the pool for an hour and a half before?
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're not going to be like, okay, no one get in the pool until the movie starts.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to be in that pool all fucking day, dude.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to get out of the pool?
And then all night when the movie comes on.
And you know when you're there with your pals and one person gets out of the pool, you're like, we getting out of the pool for?
What are we getting out?
What are we getting out now? And then you're like, well, fuck it. All right, I guess I'll get out of the pool. And then as soon as two people get out of the pool, everyone's getting out of the pool.
You know what's really funny that I've never thought about before this instance? Say there's like five of us in the pool. and one by one people get out, and maybe two people get out at one time.
Yeah.
And then you're the only one in the pool. Tell me, no matter what kind of person you are, don't you have like a weird like introspective moment where you're just like in the water
absolutely.
And you're like,
absolutely,
God, everything, you know, there's a lot of problems, but everything is nice right now.
And then you like, kind of look around.
Man,
and...
my friends are nice. I'm really happy to be here.
You're right, man, because what else can you do?
No, you just like, and God forbid you go under the water for a second.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine with this music on, going under the water for a second and hold your breath. Isn't it always fucking like weirdly... It's like a lucid dream when you're in a pool by yourself. And then you're like, okay, everyone's around. I can still talk to those people. I'll probably get out in a second to get a hot dog or whatever. Then you have regular thoughts again.
Oh,
but
yeah.
As soon as you're left alone in the pool for a second, it's this song.
But you know what's so funny about the opposite side of that?
What's up?
Is everyone's outside of the pool with their paper plates that are soaked with pool water.
Baked beans on the soaked
plate. Yeah, and they're like barbecue Lay's chips.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, the fucking like
Ruffles
the potato
and French
salad
onion
and shit. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you're standing there and you're shoveling it in because you've been swimming for 7 hours. And you look over and Mike's just in the pool like having his introspective moment.
Yeah. What are you thinking about, bud? What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about, bud? About Bob, what do you think Mike's thinking about right now? Look at Mike, he's floating around.
What are you doing there, Mike? Come on, some Lay's potato chips.
Oh, Mike just did a somersault under the water.
Wow, look at him alone in there.
Mike, get out of the pool!
Mike!
He's not breathing!
Matt's eating the last burger!
And then that's when I would get up. If there was one more burger left...
Oh, dude, yeah. The one more burger is
I was
like...
just floating like this, face down. Because it felt good. I'm
You're
not
having
dead.
A good moment.
Yeah.
Dude, it's even funnier... It's even funnier when you see the guy alone in the pool doing that, but then they start doing the like diving underwater thing.
The little kid stuff.
Yeah, and you're like, what is happening? And you're like swimming from one end of the pool to the other
and
shit.
Yeah.
And you're in there alone.
Yeah.
And
Mike, we were just talking about Meredith from high school.
Dude, we were just talking about two different like perspectives of seeing someone do a thing. Because remember we were walking back from the coffee shop just now and there was this person that was on like a anime.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like a
one wheel. Yeah.
But it wasn't a one wheel thing, because that's the thing
it was
where
like badass.
It had one wheel. Yeah. Like a
it's that fucking thing all the
like motorized like unicycle thing. Yeah, yeah.
This one's like a
the futuristic one.
It's like a future all-terrain one wheel.
Not the steampunk one.
Mm-mm.
The Tron one.
Yeah, and it's got one big wheel in the middle, like a motorcycle wheel almost.
Yeah.
But it's smaller.
Yeah.
And then it's got those little flaps for your feet. And this person was like, it looked, that was a woman, right?
I think so. I mean, not to assign that person's gender, but I
but
would
they
say.
Were feminine presenting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I would be corrected and I'd be like, well. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You can be like, that is a feminine presenting person in your brain.
Yeah, my cis white male brain would expect to see a woman when the helmet.
But you could just be like they in the future.
Sure.
In your, when you say it out loud. Until you're corrected.
Well, they're calling them electric unicycles.
Electric unicycles.
What the fuck? Yeah. Well, this
electric
was cooler
boogaloos.
Than the name.
Yeah.
This person looked like a fuck, like they came out of an anime.
Yeah.
Like they had like a helmet with devil horns on and like red hair hanging out of the back of it.
Yeah.
And like a tight leather thing that was like form fitted and the leather pants and
stuff. And it's 300 degrees outside.
And it's 300 degrees, but you can hear this like rock and roll music coming out of like their headphones. And they're just zooming through the streets. Like, from their perspective, they think they're the coolest person alive.
Yeah. Like a non-binary bat out of hell.
Non-binary Akira.
What's that?
Akira. Hi.
What's a Noturu?
Noturu.
Is that anime?
Naturo? Naruto?
Naruto?
Naruto? Is
that... I watch all the animes.
I like the Japanese Amonies. One Punch.
Coming to terms with nerdy shit that he's into.
But yeah, this person was like such a badass. But we were all like, man, that's kind of lame on top of it being kind of cool.
Yeah, it's both.
It's both. It's lame and cool. Like the suitcase lady in Vegas.
Dude, that's exactly what a great thing to equate the pool thing to, because it's the same thing. It's like if you were the one doing it, what a peaceful, serene,
wonderful moment.
Awesome, beautiful experience.
Everyone else be like, is Mike okay?
Yeah. Like, why is Mike blowing little bubbles?
Just, he's this high in the water going.
Who gave Mike goggles and diving sticks?
Where those pool noodles come from?
He keeps wanting us to throw the stick.
But we were thinking like, man, okay, so you're in the pool all day, boy.
Yeah, why not?
What is the longest amount of time?
You don't know because you lose track of time.
Safely stay in a pool. That's what we were asking each other earlier.
Yeah.
And we don't know. We didn't know. We don't know. And so we had this idea. We'll turn on and we stare at it.
Mr. Cute. You're fired. You're never gonna make it.
No, Mike, that's not it.
Nope.
He picks up the Roomba. Alexa!
Dude,
Alexa!
If Alexa was the size of a Roomba, why don't they just make Alexa clean the apartment?
Dude, Alexa could be the Roomba.
And then that is, what's her name, Jetson? Who was the maid in the Jetsons?
Dottie? No. Oh, shit.
See, this would be a perfect opportunity. But the plug is on the ground now.
Wait, I'm getting
the plug
it right
is
now.
On my hips. Can you
Rosie?
Rosie, that's so an Amazon dot attached to a Roomba is a Rosie.
Yes.
You know how
dude that needs to exist.
There's some games where you make combinations of stuff.
Yeah.
And it
becomes
other things.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's like a mashup.
So I should be able to say, hey, Alexa.
So we don't know. I don't know how long you can safely hang out in a pool.
No, but it is. The information has to be out there.
Yeah.
Because if I was a mom, I'd look it up.
Put your thing mic up to it.
This one?
That's the one. Mike.
Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa, I'm saying.
Hey, Alexa.
That's the mute button. I found the mute button.
Maybe that means it's like loading. It's like connecting to the internet. Oh.
Hey, Alexa. How long can you safely stay in a pool?
Here's something I found on the web. According to reference.com, the National Pool and Spa Institute recommends a temperature of 104 degrees and a maximum soak time of 15 minutes to avoid raising body heat to dangerous levels.
That's a hot tub.
No, that's a hot tub.
Yeah. What, Alexa? How long can you? Hi, this is Steve now. Hi, Steve here. Alexa, how long can you safely stay in a swimming pool?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, until it evaporates.
Until the fucking wheels fall off.
Up to 3 days.
Hey, Alexa.
At the end of the day,
is it unsafe to stay in a swimming pool for an extended amount of time?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, pools pose a risk of drowning, which may be significant for swimmers who are inexperienced, suffer from seizures, or are susceptible to a heart or respiratory condition.
Sounds like it's safe to stay in a pool.
Maybe
for
it's
a
just
long
safe
time.
To stay in a pool.
Thank you, Alexa.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's not. We didn't ask you for your opinion. We're asking for facts.
Let's see what Google says.
Well,
here we
go. You're going to ask Google for something in front of
here
Alexa?
Here we go. Can you look it up right away? Fuck you, Alexa, because check this out. I pulled up a thing right away.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't want to pull stuff from, like, things that, like, just any old Joe Blow website.
Also, you could find the answer confirmation bias for anything on that.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
I'm sure that there's an amount of time that it is, you shouldn't be submerged in water, but also we're made of water. You know what I mean? Like, why would that? That's not one of the substances. Like, we're in air all the time. Air is a thing. You know what I mean? I feel like what I'm saying sounds smart and stupid at the same time. And I think that's my comic voice.
No, you're right, man. No, I hear you. I just thought it was a fun moment to put the bubble sounds back on.
It's what I was thinking. I was thinking in the bubble sound. Pop-up video.
That's what you were in the pool alone? When there was only one set of pool prints?
I was making sure you didn't drown the whole
So, dude, this site here says...
What is the site?
The site is called hydropursuit.com. And it says, this person is a lifelong water sports enthusiast that can't help but share knowledge with the web.
I could point out 2 red flags already.
During the summer, it says, can you stay in a swimming pool for too long? During the summertime, it's not uncommon for people to spend their entire day at the local swimming pool. The hours can pass by and seem like minutes.
Dude, listen to this episode in one of those sensory deprivation tanks.
It couldn't breathe that whole time.
It's having kind of a hard time right now.
He presses it and he goes... The hours can pass by so quickly you don't even realize you've been in a pool for too long. For some, all these hours in the pool may be a cause of concern, which begs the question, is there such a thing as staying in the pool for too long? Just a little bit of laugh of that whole thing.
Dude, there's 100% people driving right now being like...
The 1,000,000,000%. And then there's people that are dying with laughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. Okay, it is recommended that swimmers refrain from staying in a pool for 24 hours straight.
And that's really good advice.
Continuously swimming in a pool for 24 to 48 hours peels away the outer skin layer, increasing infection risk. The guy driving. It's back.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Damn.
Oh, here it goes.
They don't always do them.
Oh, it's a long one today.
It's a long one.
They're doing 30 minutes on pools.
Oh my god. You should hear them during the ads.
But it says it increases the infection risk.
Damn.
And other health concerns like dehydration.
Yeah, makes your skin all real soft and tender and volatile. Then it goes away from itself.
Yeah.
Ew.
It says your body temperature could, like, get fucked with, get sunburned, get fatigued.
Yeah, get tired. Do you get tired and drown? Drowned.
There's a considerable amount of people who are curious about how spending long hours in the pool affects their health. With all the disinfecting chemicals dispersed throughout the pool water, it's only natural to think this prolonged exposure will have some negative side effects.
Hmm.
Says, in essence, this is from some, what is this from? This is from Source. Dermatology expert Dr. Jeffrey Fromowitz says this. In essence, prolonged immersion in water super saturates the skin and can lead to skin breakdown. Huh. That right?
That's the new fucking
What is that? Just unhitting the mute button?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a thing here, but no, fuck it. So anyway, that's interesting.
Don't stay in for 24
don't
hours.
Don't stay in for 24 hours.
But you can watch a movie and you can eat some dogs.
Sure.
And that'd be fun.
Sure.
You could do that.
Have a hot dog.
I think it's a great idea to watch a movie in a pool. Dude, I think in New York, I hope I don't say this wrong because I was never there, but Jones Beach, I think, you like stand in the water and watch concerts and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Dude, we were talking about Jaws. In the water.
You yeah, a lot of those Jaws. People are in the water.
You can watch Jaws.
Jaws was in the water the whole movie.
Jaws was in the pool. That was a pool.
Yeah.
But Jaws, you can watch, you can go to screenings where you can watch Jaws while you're in like a lake.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool, scary. So
that's nice.
With the piranha bugs.
Yeah. Can't wait to get those boys all up in my penis.
What's that what they're worried about?
Guys, we want to... I want. Just suddenly cuts to a river somewhere.
Dude, I imagine like a pipe is broken and there's a reporter, but it's blasting him in the face.
Just suddenly he's trying hits to be calm. I want to thank the sponsors. I want to thank HeadGum.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, buddy.
Dude, please start a news broadcast and then hit that button.
Okay, hang on. Let me get this set up.
All right, tell me when. I'll be the news guy.
Because I want to get, yeah, I want to get a news music.
This music, of course, by comedian Neil Gosch.
Okay, ready? Yes. Okay, here we go, Mike. And...
Welcome back to KTLA, and we have a special report from the Los Angeles River, which has sprung a leak, and the leak is reported to be spreading towards the downtown area. Now, we don't want to...
And now back to the studio. We hope Mike's okay out there.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
We'll cut back to Mike out in the street in just a minute.
It's poo water!
Somebody move me! Why is it spurting?
Keep it in my mouth.
Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm hangry!
Well, what could we possibly do to fix that? Do you need scissors?
Hey, everybody, Steve's a little hungry.
When I'm hungry, Mike...
Oh, okay.
Cecil's big moment to drop a rap.
Not ready, buddy.
So you told me I could rap during the...
No, not this one. HelloFresh specifically said no raps during their ads.
Loud and clear.
Guys, when I'm hungry, I'm gonna go to the fridge. And if there's nothing in there, I'm gonna get real mad real fast.
I've been there. That's all you need to order your next meal.
You ever seen one of these, Mike?
What's that? I saw one of those on an episode of Seinfeld once.
This is just like that wallet in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And it says, fuck motherfucker on it.
Kevin has a wallet that says, I'm gonna fuck your mother.
It literally just says, fuck mother. All one word.
Damn, we should probably start that ad over.
Guys, when I'm hungry, I like to go to the refrigerator, and if there's nothing in there, I get mad real fast. You ever see one of these?
It says,
Mike, what do you do when you're hungry and there's nothing in the fridge?
Sometimes I just spin around.
Sometimes I'll be thankful for meal delivery services like HelloFresh, where they deliver farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. And I'm like, uh-oh, and ding dong, there's the bell, and they're in there. And then they're off. And the next thing you know, I'm making chef curated, created, wonderful, delicious meals. It's like you're an award-winning chef in your own kitchen.
And it's like, why does it taste like I'm at a restaurant, but I'm in my house?
Why? It never does. Why don't you gear up for all your busy seasons, falls, with 55 plus weekly options and take the stress out of meal planning and prepping, from family friendly to fit and wholesome and even veggie. HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals that are sure to please everyone. So go to HelloFresh.com/banter16. You can use that code banter16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. And 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/banter16. Kevin wants those gifts.
Kevin is only ordering it for the gifts.
Kevin loves gifts. Kevin, tell him. So if you go to HelloFresh.com/banter16. That's coming from Kevin. If you go to HelloFresh.com/banter16, use that code banter16. You're going to get them 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Thank you so much to HelloFresh.
Wait till you find the 3 free gifts. Everybody in the 3 free gifts.
Hey guys, MeUndies is another one.
He thought that was it.
That was his moment. Cecil, you really want to rap right now? Can you make up a rap about MeUndies?
Kevin told me I could rap during the ad portion of the show.
Kevin told you?
Kevin said.
When did you do that, Kevin?
I hit the email. I hit him on the email.
All right, can you do one about
MeUndies?
Oh, he's already doing it.
He did 3 free gifts. He said I can rap like this.
Let's do MeUndies.
Okay.
Hey, guys. We've all heard about gut instinct. Even Cecil. Have you ever heard of butt instinct?
Oh.
Did you think that was me calling you on?
Yeah, I heard my name.
All right, well, why don't you listen? What is butt instinct, Cecil? Take it away. Where's
now
Cecil?
He's gone.
Cecil's
now.
Gone? It's when your butt tells you it wants new
what did you guys say?
No, you didn't miss it. Listen, why don't you listen to your butt?
Got it.
You wrote it?
Butt instincts, you said?
I'm telling you, listen to your butt. Rev it up, man. Let it go.
Tell me the country of origin of this.
What do you think about this?
Grand wine. Grand wine.
Guys, here at Dynamic Banter, we're asking you to listen to your butt. Listen to your butt. Luckily, at Knee Undies, makers of the most buttery, soft, sustainable undies, bralettes, and socks that exists, you can make your booty hole and your whole body, your booty hole and your body happy.
Yeah.
With items designed to make your life more comfortable.
Yeah.
I love MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now. I wear them every day. I get compliments on my MeUndies all the time. People are like, where'd you get those cute undies? And I say, I got them from MeUndies.
All the time. I get compliments all the time.
Okay.
And I get compliments on my underwear and what?
Yeah, no, that's not the time.
You want anything from the kitchen?
Can you bring me some water?
No problem.
Thanks, buddy. Cecil really... Man, who knew Cecil was such a... He's like, he's nervous about performing.
He kind of, he hasn't been here in a while, and he's trying to impress, and he wants to be in good standing with everyone.
All right. I mean, should we give him his moment after the act?
He's been sending Kevin memes.
You like that? No. No, he wants him to stop. Well, what would a demon's memes look like? Memes?
Demon Marcus.
These memes about demons are de-memes.
Which de-memin are you? Take this quiz.
So guys, let your skin sing a song of joy with undies, socks, and bralettes that feel as if they are spun from the silken clouds themselves. Guaranteed to be the softest stuff you've ever felt in your life. Their signature micromodal fabric is sustainable, breathable, and stretchy as heck. Available in sizes extra small to 4XL. They have new colors and prints dropping weekly, so there's always something exciting to check out. So why don't you try their free-to-join membership for free shipping on every order and exclusive perks like an item shipped to your door every month, secret sales, and early access to their newest and best stuff. So MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 20% off plus free shipping and returns. So to get your 20% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Take it away, Cecil.
It's finally Cecil's time, and I'm here with a rhyme about underwear and food that you can order online. Cooked food in your kitchen is really good to me. You gotta listen, cause I'm Cecil. And if you don't listen, I'll come and I'll be near your family. I'll be close to your family. This is Cecil and KTLA, and there's a pipe on the wall. Oh, too much water in my mouth. And there's water in my mouth. Demon water, my demon girl.
Water in my demon mouth.
You ever do 7 bits at once?
Yes. On this show, yes.
You gotta listen to Dynamic Banter. One time they did 7 bits at once.
Hey, guys.
During the ads.
Yeah, during the ads.
Dude, why don't we... Hi, Headgum. It's Mike from Dynamic Banter. Why don't we get ads anymore? Well, one time you did 7 bits.
One time we listened to the clip of your ad, and it gave someone a migraine for 3 days.
Someone in the office.
In their eye, they said. Whoa. Someone at fucking HelloFresh said we got a headache in our eye
you
after
exploded
listening to
someone at HelloFresh.
Guys, last but not least, let's talk about Get Upside. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us where it all hurts. And it really hurts, baby. That's why we started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, you're earning cash back thanks to Upside. Ha! Mike, I gotta be honest with you. I haven't used Upside.
Same. But I'm interested to hear more.
Well, no, now we gotta do it. We gotta do it. It's an easy app.
You're telling me I could save money while at the pumps?
Yeah, all you gotta do is download the free Upside app, use our promo code BANTER, and you'll get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more, Mike. And next, you claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit card or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. And Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8-star rating on the App Store. That ain't no easy feat.
No. You know how hard it is to get rated positively on the internet?
So download the free Upside app and use that promo code BANTER to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using the promo code BANTER. Personal experience required as part of the read.
My personal experience is that I haven't used it yet, but I'm excited to learn more. And that's the absolute truth.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. That was a wonderful sponsor segment, Mike. Great job. I'll be cutting some things out of there for sure. Breaking news, we're cutting shit out of Dynamic Banter that you'll never hear.
Ryan's upset, more at 11.
We're with Mike on the scene to tell us exactly why. Mike?
We had some problems in the first half of Dynamic Banter, but we really got the team together, and by the end of the ads, let me tell you, we were really on a roll.
And back to us in the studio, Mike, you might want to check those pipes out.
Yeah, I'll be checking the pipes out. I should move from this spot to a different spot.
Water completely.
Come back to them in the studio.
Yeah, let's get back to Mike out there on the river. How's it going out there, Mike? I think we lost Mike. All right. You guys want to do some history roads?
Yeah, that's the best.
Me too.
Dynamic banter.
History. History.
That's never not gonna be funny.
I know, I love it so much. Guys, we've got a
Everybody knows when Cecil comes to town, you gotta bring extra cookies.
Can't just come
around
in there, Cecil. Cecil. We got a history road here from Matthew Ledford.
Sir Matthew Ledford?
Sir. This is the... I, can I... Can we verify, Kevin? Is this the...
Is he verified?
Kevin,
on email?
Is he verified?
Is Kevin, he verified on verified? Gmail?
Is he... Dude, Kevin, can you check his and see if he's verified on Ask Jeeves?
Is he a top user of Ask Jeeves? If you've used Ask Jeeves, you're a top user of Ask Jeeves.
I can't find my I can't find any of my sounds that I love to use.
How do you think? Hey Alexa, does Ask Jeeves still exist?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, Ask Jeeves lasted until roughly 2005, when it was rebranded as Ask.com.
Did ask?
Your question?
It's Ask.com now?
Yeah. Isn't that something else? What happened to Jeeves?
It happens every day.
Jeeves got canceled.
Every day you think about it. Every day you never think about it.
Every day.
Matthew Ledford, the, sends us a history road saying, which version of reality are you reinforcing? And then sends a video from YouTube saying, this is the most LA shit I've ever seen, bro. I hate it.
Hmm.
Let's check it out. It's 59 seconds, so that makes
sense. Walk into the bank and you walk up to the teller. And you're handing her your deposit or your check to be cashed.
They're using our background. The, like, the meditative, like nice music we hear in our show all the time.
Walk into the bank and you walk up to the teller. And you're handing her your deposit or your check to be cashed or whatever. And who are you meeting? Did you get caught in walking into a bank and seeing a teller? In which case you reinforce that reality? Or do you constantly keep loosening it and loosening it and loosening it? Are you seeing a fellow soul who happens to be being a teller? There are different levels at which you can see other human beings, and you keep playing with it all the time and playing with it, and it becomes
reality
a form.
Reality is the best to be. I'm the best of
the best. The sharpness of the discriminating mind, which keeps making a this and a that.
What was that?
Anyone can make anything they want. Lucas Lucas sends an email saying dog training buttons.
Yeah, love them. Big fan.
Hey yo boyos, my name is Luke and I'm from the shit stained streets of the Midwest, aka Portland, Oregon.
Shout out Portland, Oregon. One time
I happen to train puppies quite often at a doggy daycare esque place, and I thought I may be able to answer some of Steve's questions about the TikTok trend where those annoying fucking audible with those annoying audible buttons.
Are they annoying? Is that where we landed on that?
Well, I mean, it can be annoying if you're like scrolling through TikTok and you see like a billion of them.
Hmm.
And you're like, all right, I get it.
Sure. They always make me smile. Outside. Now, forever, dad, bomb.
Dogs' brains are extremely malleable to training at earlier ages in life, and using special treats as a reward only multiplies the success rate of training.
Dude, if I was listening, I would laugh for hours. I would laugh for hours if that was said. That's my real, genuine thought.
Dude, people would rewind it and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we would get tweets about that. This podcast cuts out at an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's weird. Right. You were both right when saying they don't recognize the meaning of our words, but do understand the result of our saying them. For example, dogs naturally want to pee outside as to mark their territory. But dogs often come in for training because they keep peeing or pooping in the house.
Mm.
This is actually a result of not being walked enough as a puppy. They age and mix the inside of the house with their territory around the outside.
Especially if they pee in the house a lot. So you should be walking your puppies instead of putting that little PPA pad.
To some, yeah, because you don't want to confuse them and be like, "You piss! I smell piss in the house."
I guess what you train them to do is tell you, give them some kind of an indicator when they have to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they exactly. know that they have to go outside.
It says, to sum up the buttons thing, you can basically train a dog to do nearly anything you want as long as you start training them to do it as early on as possible.
Hmm.
So we can train one to be like our butler?
Yes.
Jeeves!
Dog comes prancing along.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
you goes, say, ask a Jeeves.
And it's got like the little like bow tie and like yeah. cummerbund or whatever.
I like that.
And I go, martini with two green olives, please.
Just trots off to the kitchen.
It comes back with it balancing on its head.
Yeah, it's really good at it. We've been teaching ever since he was a baby. Yeah.
They learn the button.
Dude, none of us like martinis, but he kind of makes a perfect martini.
We just
martini.
Got a bunch of martinis over here.
It's such an impressive thing.
See, do it again. They all taste the same.
Why did you teach him how to do that?
Isn't it cool?
I thought it was cool as fuck.
Well, there you go.
Oh, your dog can sit? Cool.
Watch this. Jeeves. Why is your dog's name Jeeves?
Well, he likes it. We try to
ask him
like
now.
It.
So it says they learn the button in that particular spot means take me outside. Or the trainer is off-screen pointing at which ones to press for more complex TikToks. Hmm. Love you, boys, with all my heart. Day one Patreon member. Keep up the laughs. Lucas S.
Thank you, Lucas.
So much.
Very interesting and kind of also what we thought. My thing is, like, if they know the sound that comes out of the button and they know that the button means the thing,
as a result,
that's like one step away from talking.
Yeah, but if you switch that button to say something completely different...
But left
it in the same spot, it would still be the same result.
I think they would definitely try it. I'm saying, like, if they recognize also where it is plus the sound.
Yeah.
Like, the sound is the thing that puts it over the edge.
Yeah.
Because our language is just, like, us using the buttons in our throat
to make specific
sound.
Good point.
You know, like, if I say, I'm going to come, someone knows that I'm going to come.
Well, I remember dogs learn really well when you say outside.
Yeah.
Like, they come running, like they're going to get to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, you can say it as quiet. Like, yeah. And suddenly you hear, like, the thing tearing through the house.
Because that's one of the first things you teach them. So that's the one that they're most excited about, because that's the one that they understand the most.
Right, exactly. And they have to piss real bad, probably.
Yeah, and I'm dying of piss.
All right, last one here from Liana, whatever. I never know how to do that one. Be nice. Or not be nice, Boomer Bob edition.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Howdy, howdy, DB boys. My name is Lai? Lee? Lee.
I'll be the judge of that.
It's just L-I.
Leia.
What do you think that is? Lee? My history road is a be nice or not be nice scenario. I recently cut my hair short since I've had 2-foot-long hair most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone over great with everyone except my boyfriend's grandpa, Boomer Bob. Initially, he commented that it was cute.
Uh-huh. Which is Boomer, the passive-aggressive Boomer language.
Seeing how he over-sexualizes women quickly, I said thank you and changed the subject.
Your new haircut makes your ass bounce. I'm your boyfriend's grandpa.
Your haircut makes me want to bang you. What's the difference between when I didn't have the haircut, Grandpa? Nothing.
Couldn't see that ass.
I want to bang you. All
right. Have the dog make me a martini.
Later on in the conversation, I was talking about my boyfriend's brother's new girlfriend, who Bob hasn't met yet, and said she was very sweet and pretty. He took it upon himself to say, she's pretty, you're pretty, your hair is not, but you're pretty.
Damn.
This was supposed
He was negging her.
This was supposed to get a laugh. It did not. It offended my boyfriend and his mom because she has dealt with Bob her whole life and is used to his insults, sadly.
Yeah.
But she didn't want me to be his new target. When she tried to ask him to apologize, He told her to shut up in her own house and that he was joking.
Mm.
God, old people get away with so much shit, don't they?
And people like that, if you don't check them the first time it happens, they think that they could do that to you.
Now, fellas, be nice or not be nice. Reminder, this is basically the last bit of family Bob has that hasn't fully turned away from him. And he's trying to be better about taking accountability for his own actions and words. But it's a long process. I mean, the rest of the family turned on him because they were sick of his shit.
Yeah.
And he wasn't changing. So it seems like everyone needs to kind of turn their back on this motherfucker.
Well.
And then, you know, tough love time, probably.
Dude, I wanna be as that as possible. But it's like some people just won't.
They won't change unless they hit rock bottom.
But let's say the whole family turns their back on him and then he dies. The guy's never done anything good for the family in his whole life. You know what I mean? It's like don't
you could look at
you
it
could
then.
Be nice, but don't do anything to justify the action.
Yeah.
Like you could say that's not okay. And I always like I was bullied a lot and then I bullied other people and then me and my friend's whole language is bullying. So it's like you gotta give people back that.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not your personality to do.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
But you just gotta, I think people with that mentality is like, they just wanna push you and know that you're not gonna fall completely down.
Right.
They just wanna have that. Maybe they were, I notice a lot of older men who like give out little barbs like that. We're always like athletic at one point, so I think they have like a competitive thing, but their bodies can't go out and be athletic anymore.
They're upset about something internally.
Yeah, so it's like you got to have some kind of like competition, even if it's like, oh, this fucking hat.
Right, and someone's got to be like, when he says, she's pretty, you're pretty, your hair is not, but you're pretty, you're supposed to be like, well, where's your hair, old man? Or like, you haven't had hair since 1960 or something.
Or say, dude...
Or say, oh yeah, well you smell like fuck.
Another consequence of like growing up like that is just you always want to go to the worst one to have the shortest possible conversation.
Yeah.
So if I was them, I would joke around, but I'd be like, and you're going to die first. Yeah, so what are we doing?
And when we bury you, this is what my hair will look like.
Damn, I wonder what kind of hair I'll have at your funeral. Yeah. It's probably going to happen soon.
I bet it'll be pretty no matter what.
I'm probably going to have this hair at your funeral.
Yeah, this is the hair I'll have at your funeral, so... Get used to it.
Dude, and then if I was the old guy, I'd be like, that's a keeper.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right. Yeah, then you get that guy's respect.
Yeah.
You know, not like you really wanted it in this
like,
scenario.
Yeah, like, do you want it? But that's how you get it.
That's how you get
it. If you do want it.
Exactly.
If you do want to keep the family together, that's how you
Someone's
get that guy.
Someone's going to have to throw them back at him.
Yeah. Dude, so it's so funny. Advising someone to do that might not have that personality.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it, but do it bad.
So, and then they'll get them back even harder.
Or destroy the family.
Oh, yeah, you try to clap back? That's bad.
Well, I'm going to stab you with a knife. No? No one likes that one? Okay, sorry.
You could do it. It's very easy to make old people feel bad. Yeah. You just got to figure out what it, you got to by this point, you know your grandpa's weak spots, right? You know the things that you don't talk about around grandpa because it bothers him.
Yeah.
Find out funny ways to bring up those things whenever he says your hair looks like shit.
Like how there's a Starbucks where the barbershop used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Grandpa, was this all orange groves at some point?
Man, there's a big old Target downtown now, right?
The biggest one I ever seen.
Remember when they fucking bulldozed the old community theater to make that Target?
Yeah, the old YMCA. Well, Lee has chosen neither option, actually. I choose to be firm instead. I said, while I'm not offended because I won't let your joke hurt my feelings, you have offended people here who love you, and that deserves an apology. He then proceeded to say I was overreacting and that he was joking, and he had the people at Boskov's laughing with a similar joke. What is that, a restaurant?
I honestly don't know, but I would imagine it's a restaurant.
Or a bar.
The Elks Lounge.
Right.
I will say this. you said what you felt and you were very honest, and good for you for that. But that's not how you talk to a person like that. You know, no matter what the most right, honest thing is for you, unless you're matched up with a person whose personality you know how to like deal with, like you could be wrong in the way that you approach that because it's not what the other person needs to have like a conversation that's going to end in a forward progression right. of the thing. So you being like very honest and self-aware is great. And you said all your feelings and you said all for the sure. things that you were thinking, you got it off your chest, but that's not what that kind of person responds to.
No, no. That's yeah. just going to make them go into their head and go, oh, here we go with this hurt feeling shit again.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
snowflake
yeah.
bullshit. Yeah,
you got to do the thing about dying.
That's why there's like such a twist happening in like the two sides in the extremes.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're too like, our feelings are hurt. And they're too like, go fuck yourself.
Dude, that's and very so, interesting.
Right?
Like in any argument.
Yeah.
In like politics or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like Fox News people and there's CNN people.
Yeah.
And both sides would rather like turn as hard as they can away from each other than be like, oh, I have to deal with you like this because this is how you're the most receptive to information.
Right.
And conversation.
There's a really easy way to like figure that out. Yeah. As long as people like realize that like,
it's like a reading the room thing. It's like exactly. you have to have the ability to read the other yeah. side and tweak how you do things that. So that you're, because if you're saying all of the right information, if you're throwing it at a wall, it doesn't matter. It's going right. to hit the wall and it's going to go away. But if you bend it to throw it over the wall, then it'll get to the other side. Like that chicken that one time. That gay chicken who crossed the road. You remember? Do you guys know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. The chicken and egg. He says, you know, workers who can't leave if customers are being offensive. He then made a crack that my boyfriend is whipped because I have opinions. So we both stood up and left the room. He apologized a few days later to my boyfriend. Sorry for the long read, Steve. I hope y'all have never had to deal with a boomer Bob in the future. Love you guys. Thanks for making me smile every week. Also, my mom is super jealous of Mike's hair.
Oh, nice.
And refers to dynamic banter as the two cute guys talk.
Oh, that's very fun.
Well, what the heck?
Sorry you had a weird interaction with your partner's grandparents.
I'm coming.
That's rough.
This guy, it sounds like this guy just gets away with being a dick because no one challenges him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the end of his life is soon.
Mm-hmm. Just keep reminding him of that.
He needs to. Just, it sounds like he needs to know that.
Get to a point with the whole death joke that all you have to do is go tick tock, tick tock. And it
hey,
gets
who am I?
It.
Who am I? Who am I?
Hell yeah. Who's this? Who's this? Who's this in by next year?
Yeah. Dude, everybody, all of my like closest friends by the end of high school, I was affected by them so much differently at the beginning of high school.
Yeah.
Like I would take things at face value and I would be like, you know, I remember one day my friend Matt was making fun of me a lot. We were playing basketball behind a like a elementary school. He was making fun of me a lot. And I was like, what the fuck do I? It's just like this onslaught of shit. And my other friend was like, you say this about his nose. Like, say something about his nose as soon as he says the next thing.
Yeah, he was like.
And I was like, but then he's going to get mad. And my friend was like, what's the difference? He's making fun of you now. What's it? You're not going to stand up for yourself. Or you just keep taking it. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then I like called him Toucan Sam or something like that. And other people laughed. And then I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you just
got to
be funnier than the person who's bullying you.
A lot of it is not even for sure. That works 100% of the time
yeah.
because then they think that you're like smarter than them, mm-hmm. even if that may or may not be true. But it's like a. It's a timing thing. You know?
Yeah, timing.
It's like even
right.
if you're not super funny.
Window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not super funny, the timing of it will push it over the edge.
Yes. Yeah. And if you wait too long, it's over.
Yeah.
Like you can.
Yeah. It's an opportunity.
You open for the other person to be like, oh, did it take you 3 hours to write that shit?
Yeah.
And then you're like, took you 3 hours fucking come.
Dude, well, you lucky you got 3 hours.
Yeah. In about 3 hours, I'm gonna eat you. Fuck.
eat my ass. You're gonna be eating me later. Fuck.
Dude, walk in, dude. Months later, fuck your haircut.
Yeah. Just wait until they're on their deathbed.
He's an old guy. Is he bald?
You know what? Fuck your hair. Yeah.
I'm not going to do your job for you.
Yeah.
But look around.
Yeah.
Oh, you live with the whole family?
Yeah, man. Is that right? Wait, you've been abandoned by half of your family?
Damn, that must have sucked when you had to sell your house. Huh? All those memories.
Next time they're a dick, I'd be like, do you think that half of the family that never talks to you again is because of shit like this? Or because you're a nice guy?
Didn't you try to alienate the other half of the family?
Yeah, exactly. So you just want to be alone until you die.
Damn, when me and your grandson have kids, they're never going to know who you are.
I'll just make sure they don't even know you exist.
I'm going to show them a picture of somebody else.
Why don't you tell the boys at Bennigan's that shit? You old fuck.
Damn, I couldn't hear your insults from the couch.
Where you live.
Where you sleep and live.
All right. Well, great show, Mike.
Great show, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, boy. Anything you want to plug, Mike?
Yeah, I have. Did I fuck everything up? No. There's a couple Surrounded shows coming out outside of the LA area. I'm coming as well to the East Coast. Surrounded in Bridgeport, Connecticut on September 25th. Tickets for that are on MikeFalzone.com. Surrounded at the Stand in New York City at 10 o'clock at night on September 27th. That's coming. I'm coming. Tickets for everything on MikeFalzone.com. Also, the fucking Surrounded comes out on Horizon Worlds in VR on the 9th. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Today?
Today.
That's today. Kevin just fell off a tiny cliff.
Wait, can we all go in together with like other people around the world?
I think so, but I don't know exactly how that works, but I do think so because it is an internet.
Man, because we're planning, like even Chris McCaleb hit me up and was like, are we all going to do a thing where we go to my show in VR?
Yeah.
So we got to plan a thing where we're like all there. Maybe you guys, if you guys have VR headsets, you'll bump into us and we'll be there to say hi. And
we'll
shit.
Be the avatars who look like us.
That look like us, yeah. Look I'll for... look like Mike and you'll look like me.
but we're swap seats.
So you won't know who the heck is sitting there.
But yeah, we'll do that. That's we'll figure so that awesome. Out. And I also think that the day after you could watch it on Facebook Watch and Instagram. So follow Just for Laughs and follow Surrounded_Crowdwork on Instagram. And you'll be able to see all these things. And it's going to be great. And I'm very excited.
Wait, Mike, I'm getting something in my ear, actually. Okay. Breaking news. Mike Falzone is on the scene once again. Apparently, they fixed the leak. There's no more leak happening downtown anymore. No more broken pipes. They've all been fixed. Let's cut to Mike and see how things are going over there. Mike?
My name is Cecil. You know the deal. Everybody wants to spill my wheels. Everybody wants to spill my wheels.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.